A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the temple there was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child Jesus to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, Mary and Joseph took Jesus and returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The word of the Lord. Anna was a prophet, and I think all Christians are called to be prophets more or less. And so it's important to see what it is she did and how she could do it. Well, what did she do? She could see in the child Jesus what was there in ways that other people could not, and she spoke about it to others. To see the truth of the world deeply and to speak of it to others, that's what a prophet could do. And how was she able to do that? The text tells us that she never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. It's not just that she withdrew from the world, staying in the temple, but she worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. It's that removing oneself from the world in order to pray and fast, to connect to God through that, that allows one to see with those deep vision of a prophet. Now, as I said, we're all called to do that more or less. Certainly, we're all called to tell the world about Jesus Christ, and we can't do that without seeing Christ's presence in the world in front of us. And so we're all called, therefore, to some level of withdrawing from the world in fasting and prayer. Do we do that just during Lent? Or should we do that once a week? The small fast before Mass? Or should we do that every day for at least a little while so that every day we can be a prophet as the need arises in our world? That's up to each of our individual calls. Where do we draw that line? If we never get around to withdrawing from the world and praying and fasting in order to see it better, then we can never be the prophet we're called to be. Zero is a little too far on one side. But we Dominicans have always had the tradition from the beginning of our order of having nuns who withdrew from the world for the rest of their lives, like Anna the prophet, and spent their lives in fasting and prayer in order to see the world more deeply and tell the world about it, or at least tell the brothers about it. Our contemplative nuns have always had the vocation not simply of praying for the preaching mission of the order, but directly assisting the preaching mission of the order by feeding the brothers with their prophetic vision found in prayer, of being this way station of spiritual renewal for the order, being Anna the prophet in our midst so that people can come by and be fed there to hear from the prophets, the nuns, about what God was doing at that moment. That's a wonderful vocation as part of our family, and how the Dominicans through the ages have been able to be prophets to the wider world. The friars who get caught up sometimes too much in the world, not able to spend the time in prayer that the nuns are, but able to go to the nuns and be fed by them. And so together we preach. Such is the vocation of the nuns, and such is the vocation of being a member of this Dominican family. So I think what God is challenging us to today is to think about where along that spectrum, more or less, are we called to be a prophet? How like Anna are we? And if we're not spending day and night in the temple in prayer, are we connected to somebody who is? Do we hear from the Annas in our life? And if we are called to be Anna the prophet, are we speaking to others and sharing what we have seen with others who happen to be going by and need to hear that and can only hear that from us?